Do your stakeholders keep saying no to your meetings, or do they say, okay, I won't say that? Let's be honest. What's the real cost of their silence to your project success? In today's episode, I'm going to discuss some strategies that top project managers use to cut through the noise and actually drive results. Point number one, invite an executive to a meeting or to the meeting. Quick story, family. I remember when I was having so many challenges getting this particular stakeholder to join a meeting. So I connected with my manager and I said, hey, listen, this is what I want to propose. And you let me know, because I don't want to go over your head first before having a conversation with you. I said, listen, would you mind if we get the executive, basically the CIO, because I was in the IT department side of the business. Could we get the CIO to join the meeting? He doesn't even have to join the meeting. I just want his name on the actual meeting invite. Watch this, family. Putting his name on the meeting invite, this alerts who's ever a part of the meeting, like, oh, this must be something serious. It also alerts someone to say, I probably should show up and be there. He was on board with it because also he tried to get the stakeholder to join the meeting as well, and he didn't have any success. So what we ended up doing is we connected with the CIO and say, hey, this is our proposed solution. This is what we've already attempted to do. We still are receiving the same results. Would you mind if we use your name? We don't expect you to be there. We don't want you to be there. But if we could just use your name in there in the meeting invite. So we put his name in the meeting invite, sent the meeting out. And lo and behold, this guy was the first person at the actual meeting. But also, watch this, family, the CIO even showed up. And that kind of caught us off guard a little bit because we weren't even expecting that. But what he did for us, though, is saying, hey, it's very important that people that are part of this project be part of this meeting. I'm going to be popping in periodically just to check in, because we need to move this project forward. So, and we're counting on you guys to make some of the decisions based on the objective of the actual project. Why am I telling you this story, family? I'm sharing this story with you is because of the importance of, first of all, having executive leadership support. When you don't have that, I get it. It can definitely be challenging. I've worked in organizations where there wasn't that type of support. And trust me, it's an uphill battle. And we're going to touch on that. However, when you get it, see, it has to make sense to them. And it made sense. It was like one of the number one projects in the organization. So yeah, we kind of got lucky there because it was one of those projects that were looked upon. However, it was imperative that we got the support that made us even want to say, okay, he got our back. Now we really need to get this done within the triple constraints. So let's unpack today's slide right here. So inviting the executive to the meeting. Stakeholders may take meetings more seriously when they see executive and senior leaders involved. This really highlights, family, the importance of their accountability. Why is this important? Executives signal something very significant, that this is important. So stakeholders are less likely to decline, to not show up, to find a way out of the meeting, to say, oh, I'm double booked. You'll hear that a lot too. But it also ensures that decisions are supported by leadership level. Here's my actionable tip. Inform the executive about the agenda, their expectations, and the role in the meeting, and clearly communicate the purpose of their presence to stakeholders when sending the invitation. Point number two, always provide attendance and meeting recaps. You know the model here. If you don't and you're new to the episode, documentation beats what, family? Documentation beats conversation. So recording and sharing attendance in your meeting recap shows accountability and transparency. It also signals absent stakeholders their attendance or lack thereof is being noted. Also, I want to point out there, family, is that in doing this, the reason why this is important is because of the fact of what will happen is if there was a decision that needed to be made and that particular stakeholder who was responsible for making that decision does not show up, what ends up happening is, you know, the first person they're going to blame you as the project manager. Because remember, you are the leader, you're the coach, you are the one that is leading the team. So of course, they're going to point at you. Well, why you didn't escalate? Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do that? So it's very important to make sure that you have an attendance on when you send out your meeting recap to hold people accountable. So they can't say, oh, well, I didn't even know that was happening. No, that is not true. And also, here's an actionable tip. While you're putting those resources on that did not attend and who did attend on the actual meeting recap, I would recommend that you save that email and put it in a SharePoint or whatever your document repository system that you use, because if you ever need to go back and leverage that. Now, what I would recommend is ensuring that you protect it, because in case there is some sensitive information on there. So again, you want to do this and you want to label the folders. You want to create a folder system. So if you're meeting once a week, you should say, okay, January, I should have four folders for, January, you should have a folder. And in that folder, it should be all the meeting recaps. February, it should be all the meeting recaps in that folder. Because what's going to happen is you want to be able to get to the information quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I know that just all sounded good. That's why I said that. But seriously, it does. I've leveraged that as well, because I want to be able to, I don't want to have to be scurrying through emails like, dang, when didn't this person show up? Because what happened is you get called into a meeting and they'll say, well, why is the project off track? And you'll say, well, the decision maker that we needed at the meeting is either declining or not showing up to the meeting. And here's the proof. Now, what can a person say? You're showing email after email that this person is not showing. And the next question is, did you escalate? Yes, I escalated. And he promised to be there, didn't show up. So again, this, you want to be able to protect not just yourself, but your project team as well, to ensure that if it comes to that place, documentation beats conversation any time of the day, week, month, or year. Let's move on to point number three. Engage stakeholders informally. Well, this is one of my little tactics. See, I'll formally create a meeting, because what happens is they feel overwhelmed. And so by doing an informal check-in, I'll call them on their cell phone. Now, if it's international, I'll use WhatsApp. I'm not going to allow a barrier to get in my way. So I'll reach out and say, hey, how's everything going? Is there anything going on? This is why it's important, because I'm building rapport. I'm trying to gather valuable input to understand what is really going on. Am I overthinking this, or are they just that busy that they are unable to attend? So I would recommend scheduling quick coffee chats. If you're virtual, meaning you're working remote, do impromptu video calls or just calls in general, just to have that connection. All right. Point number four, using proxies for absent stakeholders. I like this and I sometimes don't like it, especially if the proxy is amazing, then yes. But if they're not, then, oh, it is going to be a uphill battle. Trust me. So when stakeholders can attend, assigning a proxy at least ensures that the perspective still is represented. And this is important because it keeps us moving forward. A lot of times, stakeholders don't understand the value of the project because they're not really paying attention, because they're moving in different directions. Maybe they're part of 10 different projects. And they're like, well, why is your project more important than these other nine that I'm a part of? So my actionable tip is proactively ask stakeholders to nominate a representative who would attend on their behalf, and they share the update with them. This way you hold the proxy accountable, and plus you also document the actual meeting, so it backs up what they're actually saying. Next point, addressing declining attendance directly. I know a lot of people are going to have challenges with this, but family, we are in the business as project managers. We are in a human business and a customer service business. If you do not address this directly, this is when the problem continues to escalate. They say, like, The saying goes, you know, stop sweeping stuff under the rug. You just need to lift the rug up and let's be transparent. This is why I love the agile mindset. One of the things is transparency. Why are we need to hide about this? I need to understand why you keep declining this meeting. Is there an underlying issue? Is there something we can do better? Is the project not going as you according to plan, as the way you thought it should go? And how do you think it should go? You need to start asking these probing questions. This is important because addressing concerns directly, this builds trust. See, a lot of people think conflict and directly having a one-on-one, I'm not saying do it in the open, I mean, with the rest of the team there, the rest of the stakeholder, because of course somebody's going to be defensive. This is a one-on-one conversation. And I'm being very direct. I'm also being professional in my directness, but I need to understand if it's something that I'm doing as a project manager that is not helping you feel like this is a project that's going to have success or even worth your time. But I just need to understand what that thing is. Once I understand what the thing is, now we can have a better conversation. I understand you a little bit better and you understand me. Here's my actual tip. Like I said, set up a private conversation, discuss their reasons for not attending. And then I work on finding a solution. Again, we are in the customer service business. Yes, I know you want to be able to set up a meeting and they attend. But again, what if you find out they're part of 9 other projects and you're just, 10 projects and you're one of the 10. So you need to say, well, okay, this is what I can do. Here's a recommendation. I know you got some other projects going. Would you mind us doing like a 15 or a 20 minute meeting? And that's key. You get them in a 15 or 20 minute meeting, you could probably keep them an extra 10 minutes because they're like, well, what am I going to do with that extra 10 minutes? And that's another tip as well. Scheduling, doing a 15 minute, knowing that if I can get you on the phone and I can show you the relevance and the importance to what we're discussing, you'll stay a little bit longer because now you know it's going to impact you. All right, let's move on to the next point. Create a decision log. One of the things I use is a RAID Q log: risk, action items, issues, decisions, and questions that are asked. But leveraging just a peer decision log is also key. So a decision log tracks project decisions, ensures stakeholders know the project direction, even if they miss the meeting. Now, you have to be cognizant of this as well, because what you want to ensure is that even though you have this decision log in place, you don't want to have it where that's all they're doing is looking at that particular artifact and not collaborating with the team, because they may call out a decision and someone else on the team may say, hey, I think we have a better solution for that. Let's brainstorm to see if we can make that particular solution. This is important because it reduces the need for frequent follow-ups. And again, it helps you not having to repeat the discussion about what was previously agreed upon. Here's my actionable tip. Share updated decision log after each meeting. Ask for stakeholders' feedback on pending items to keep them engaged. Next point, analyze stakeholder priorities. Explanation here is just more or less when stakeholders may decline meeting because how the decision impacts them directly, by identify their top concerns or pain points, you'll have ability to align your communication so you can address their needs. Again, they are your customer. And because they're your customer, we need to see what their pain points are. We need to see what their needs are. This is important because when stakeholders feel the meeting cater to their priorities, they're more likely to attend and engage, and they'll recognize the relevance of their goal. My actionable tip, schedule one-on-ones. You'll hear me talk about that a lot. That is the secret sauce, family. I gave it away to you for free. And a lot of project managers won't do that. You know why they don't want to do that? Because it's just like more time that's added to their schedule. And you're right. Now you got to set up a one-on-one, not knowing you may have two, three, four, five other projects that you're leading, or you're updating documents and you're getting prepared for your meeting that you may have to present in front of executives or present in front of the PMO. So I get it. It is an extra layer of responsibility and accountability that you didn't sign up. You're thinking, we're all professionals here. Why can't you just go ahead and show up to the doggone meeting so we can go ahead and move seamlessly. But that's the reason why they hired you. So I say that to say, again, adjust your agenda as well to include high priority topics that they care about. Simplify the agenda. I've seen some agendas that, man, I'm like, Jesus take the wheel, because I'm not even coming to this meeting. So overloading your meeting agenda or including topics that are irrelevant to stakeholders can make the meeting seem unproductive, causing them to avoid attending. This happens more than you can think. And this is one of the reasons why you'll see stakeholders dip and dodge meetings, because it's like, it's unproductive. We're going to go there and they're going to tell me where we're at in the project, and they're going to show me this beautiful dashboard. No, you can send that out to me email, or you can direct me to where I can go and read that. Tell me what you need. Are there any roadblocks there in your way? Tell me what decisions you need out of me so we can move it and move with a sense of urgency instead of having a meeting just to have a meeting. This is important because focused, concise agendas demonstrate respect to stakeholders' time and it ensures discussions remain relevant and impactful. One of my actionable tips that I did not list here is what we call a parking lot. What is a parking lot? A parking lot is where you'll have people bring any relevant information at that particular time that's not relevant. We can move it into the parking lot and you document it. And then you go back and connect with that particular stakeholder and say, hey, in our last meeting, these are some of the things you said, and I put it in our parking lot. I would like to know, do you want to expand on it? Again, a one-on-one meeting. And they may say, yeah, you know, after I went back and thought about it, out of those three things I said, only one that I really believe is important or worth a discussion, because the other two I've already figured out. So what we want to do is just more or less, can we put that on the actual agenda? So again, limit the meeting to two or three key discussion points and include a brief summary of expected outcomes in the meeting invitation. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I have my top three transformational recommendations. If you made it this long, I hope that you take an opportunity to join the Magnetic Project Management community. We are a community that we are starting to just grow in a sense, and I hope that you'll come and join us for the ride. I'm going to get more active in there. Right now, I'm just building it out and putting the pieces in place. So the people that are already in there, trust me, you're going to get a lot of information. We're going to have free courses and paid courses, paid training, paid one-on-one, everything that you can think of is going to be there to support project managers. This goes for new or people that are already in project management and they just need a little more guidance. And this is what I'm here for. Here's my three top transformational recommendations. Invite an executive to the meeting. Like I talked about, inviting an executive really signals the meeting has organizational significance. Stakeholders, trust me, will be more likely to decline when they see the CIO or the CFO or even the CEO. Here's my actionable tip. Inform the executive, though, that you're going to add them to the agenda. Let them know the expectation and clearly communicate the purpose of their presence to stakeholders when sending an invitation. Number two, address declining attendance directly. Like I said, I know a lot of people do not like having confrontation, but as a project manager, unfortunately, you have to have some type of conflict. That doesn't mean you have to be rude. That doesn't mean you have to be curt. That doesn't mean you have to be unprofessional. You want to keep that same professional frame and talk with a very clear, I don't need to raise my voice. I don't need to come across aggressive. Either you're going to be there or you're not. And I need to know why so I can escalate to the proper channel so we can figure out what our next steps are. So addressing them directly also helps rebuild trust and ensure stakeholders feel value in the project. My actionable tip is set up private conversations. Again, that one-on-one, discuss the reasons for not attending and identify how to improve future interaction. And the last and final thing, always provide attendance in the meeting recap, because we know documentation beats what? Documentation always beats conversation. So this tactic helps stakeholders recognize the importance of the meeting, encourages future participation. At the same time, it allows us to helps us keep on track and know who we need to follow up for their particular input. As my actionable tip, like I told you, I would save a copy of that meeting recap that I sent out, put it on your repository, that you leverage. You will want to put it up there and build a folder out for each month and continue to upload those. Because if it ever comes back where they say, hey, well, I didn't know this was going on, or I didn't have an understanding there. And you have 2 points. Point number one, they weren't showing up to the meeting. Point number two, you actually sent out an email of what actually was happening in the meeting and had the actual documentation. Well, family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.